Ladies,
let's get real. Motivation is great for getting started, but it's not what's going to carry you to the finish line. In this episode of The Arm Coach, we're diving deep into the truth about motivation, why it fades, what to do when it does, and how to rely on something far more powerful.
You're listening to The Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, Arm Coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 43. This is your go-to podcast for women ready to sculpt, tone, and transform. Not just your arms, but your mindset. Ladies, this journey isn't just about flexing biceps in the mirror, although we love that too. It's about breaking barriers one rep at a time and letting that transformation ripple into every area of your life. I'm here to be your coach, your cheerleader, and maybe sometimes your sassy wake-up call. All right, today we're talking about something big, the M word. No, not muscles, although that's always in the mix. I'm talking about motivation. Right now, if you're catching this in real time, it's the start of a shiny new year, that magical time when you're all new year, new me, and writing down resolutions like you're signing a treaty with yourself. It's natural. You feel hope, optimism, and a sense that maybe this time is different. Things will be different. But here's the thing. What happens when the calendar flips to February, when the champagne glow wears off and the motivation you swore was unshakable starts to fade? That's where we're going today, deep into the trenches of motivation, how to spark it, how to sustain it, and how to refresh it when it inevitably wanes. First things first, let's break motivation down. You might think, I'm here to motivate you, right? Wrong. Motivation is an inside job, my friend. Motivation is a feeling, a spark that drives action. It's the energy behind why you decide to lace up those sneakers, grab those dumbbells, or whip up a protein smoothie instead of inhaling that bag of chips. It's the voice that says, I'm doing this because I'm worth it, even when you'd rather stay in bed. It's personal and it's fueled by one thing. Your thoughts. Think about it. Everything you feel motivated to do starts with a thought. When you see someone rocking a sleeveless top and think, I want that kind of confidence. Or when you imagine yourself lifting heavier weights and think, I'm getting stronger every day. Those thoughts ignite the spark. It's motivation. It's not me. It's not your trainer, and it's definitely not Karen from the book club who keeps bragging about her Peloton. It's you. I know what you're thinking. If motivation comes from me, why does it disappear faster than I can say arm day? Oh, my friend, let me break it down. Habits. That's why your brain loves the old stuff. It's comfy. It's easy. It's safe. Imagine this. You're all fired up to try a new workout. You've got your leggings on, your playlist is ready, and then boom, your brain whispers, but wouldn't it be nice to just chill on the couch with a little Netflix and some snacks? That's your lower brain talking, the part that clings to what you've always done, to what feels familiar. And guess what? That's not sabotage. It's just habit. Picture it like a well-worn path in the woods. Your brain has walked that path 1,000 times. When you try to veer off and create a new trail, it literally freaks out. Wait, where are we going? We don't do this. Let's head back to what we know. Now, let's add in some real-life scenarios. Maybe you've decided to start a morning workout routine. Day one, you're pumped. You're up at 6 a.m., sneakers laced, ready to crush it. Day two, your alarm goes off and your brain goes, oh, come on, it's cold. You can totally start again tomorrow. Or how about this one? You commit to cutting out late night snacks, but as soon as you sit down to watch your favorite show, the pantry starts calling your name like a long lost lover. That's not failure. It's just your old habits waving their hand in the air saying, hey, remember us? Here's the kicker. You don't have to listen to that voice. You're the boss here. That lower brain might be loud, but you've got the power to override it. Think of it like turning the radio dial to tune out static. When your brain says, skip the workout, you can respond, thanks for your input, but I've got goals and this workout isn't optional. And trust me, every time you do that, every time you choose the new path, you're rewiring your brain. You're creating new habits, and those habits, they become the foundation of your success. The next time you hear that little voice whisper, let's just skip today, remind yourself, it's not sabotage, it's just a habit, and habits can be changed. You've got the spark. Now, fan the flames. Let's go. How do you keep motivation alive? It's simple. Know your why and revisit it often. Your why is your secret weapon. It's not just some fluffy concept. It's the driving force that gets you off the couch, into your sneakers, and into action. And let me be clear with you. If your why is flimsy, your motivation will crumble at the first sign of resistance. Because here's the deal. Your why can't be something superficial like, I want toned arms so Karen at book club will stop showing me up. Now, sure, that might fire you up for a week, but when the alarm goes off at 6 a.m. or the brownies at the bake sale start whispering your name, Karen isn't going to be enough to keep you on track. Instead, think deeper. Why do you really want this? Maybe it's about feeling stronger for your grandkids. Imagine picking them up, playing with them, and not having to say, Grandma needs to sit this one out. Or maybe it's proving to yourself that age is just a number and you're capable of more than you ever imagined. Or how about this one? Standing tall in the mirror, looking at your reflection and saying with pride, I did this for me, no one else, just me. The key here is that your why needs to be personal, it needs to be powerful, and it needs to be deeply rooted in what matters to you. It needs to light a fire inside of you, even on the hard days. And trust me, there will be hard days. Now, here's the next step. Write this down. I mean it. Grab a pen and paper and write it down. Not on your phone, not in a random app you'll forget about. There's something magical about putting pen to paper. It makes your why feel real, feel tangible, and unforgettable. Let me give you an example. Say your why is, I want to feel strong and confident. That's a great start, but let's take it further. Ask yourself, why do I want to feel strong and confident? Maybe it's because you've spent years doubting yourself and you're ready to rewrite that narrative. Maybe it's because you want to feel empowered, like you're in control of your life and your body. Maybe it's because you're tired of hiding in oversized cardigans at barbecues and you're ready to own every sleeveless outfit in your closet. Here's another example. Let's say your why is, I want to lose weight. But why? Maybe it's because you want to avoid health issues that run in your family. Maybe it's because you want to travel. Maybe you want to hike or play with your grandkids without feeling exhausted. Or maybe it's because you want to wake up every morning with energy and confidence, ready to take on the day. Your why should make you feel something. It should tug at your heartstrings, stir up a little emotion, and remind you of what's at stake. But here's where people mess up. They forget about their why. Life gets busy, motivation fades, and suddenly that powerful why ends up shoved into the back of your mind like an old pair of shoes that you haven't worn in years. Don't let that happen. Keep your why front and center. You can try things like creating a vision board. Fill it with images, words, and quotes that remind you of your why. I just did this a few weeks ago with my best friends. And then hang it somewhere. You'll see it every day. Your bathroom mirror, your fridge, your workout space. You can also set daily reminders. Program your phone to send you motivational notifications. For example, remember why you started. You're worth it. You'll also want to make it visible. Write your why on a sticky note and stick it on your computer screen, your nightstand, or your coffee maker. Anywhere you'll see it often. And then I want you to talk about it. Okay, share your why with a trusted friend, maybe a family member, or even your workout buddy. Okay, saying it out loud makes it more real and keeps you accountable. Don't be afraid to evolve your why. Life changes, and so do our motivations. What drives you today might not be the same thing that drives you 6 months from now. And that's okay. Okay, so check in with yourself regularly. Does your why still light you up? Does it still feel meaningful? If not, dig deeper and refine it. Because here's the truth. Your why is your anchor. On the tough days, when motivation feels like it's packed its bags and left town, your why is what pulls you back. It's what keeps you grounded and reminds you of the bigger picture. Take a moment right now, grab a pen and write it down. What do you want? Why do you want it? How will achieving this make you feel? And then put that paper somewhere you'll see it every single day. Because here's the thing, my friend, motivation comes and goes. But a powerful why, that's the fuel that keeps you going. Let's keep that fire burning. Now, let's address the elephant in the room. Motivation fades. It's a fact of life. While it's completely natural, it's also preventable if you're intentional about how you handle it. Motivation might get you started, but it's not always going to stick around like an enthusiastic cheerleader. Motivation alone won't carry you. It's like a match. It can start the fire, but it won't keep the fire burning. At some point, discipline has to take over. What is discipline, really? Discipline is the quiet, unglamorous hero of progress. It's the voice that says, I don't feel like doing this, but I'm going to do it anyway because my goals are worth it. Discipline is showing up for yourself, even on the days when you'd rather stay in bed, skip the workout, or indulge in an old habit. Picture this. It's a rainy Monday morning and your alarm goes off for you to get up for your workout. Motivation? Nowhere to be found. It's snoozing under the covers while your brain tempts you with excuses. You're tired, it whispers. One day won't hurt. Just rest. But discipline? Discipline rolls its eyes, pulls you out of bed, and says, we're doing this, rain or shine, because skipping today makes it easier to skip tomorrow. Here's the thing. Discipline isn't always sexy, and it definitely doesn't come with instant gratification, but it builds something far more powerful. It builds consistency, and consistency is what creates results. It's what transforms I'm trying into I did it. Think about some of the most rewarding moments that you've had in your life. Chances are they weren't fueled by fleeting motivation. They were built on the back of discipline. Maybe it was finishing that tough project at work, running that 5K you didn't think you could, or finally hitting a health milestone after months of effort. Those wins, they weren't handed to you. You earned them by showing up day after day, even when it wasn't easy. Here's some practical tips for putting discipline into action. Number one, create a non-negotiable routine. Decide ahead of time what you're going to do and make it non-negotiable. For example, I work out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7 a.m. It's not up for debate. It's just what you do, like brushing your teeth or drinking your morning coffee. Number two, set micro goals. Big goals are exciting, but they can also be overwhelming. Break them down into bite-sized pieces. Instead of, I want toned arms by summer, focus on, I'm going to complete 3 upper body workouts this week. Small wins build momentum. Number 3, remove the decision fatigue. Don't leave room for excuses. Lay out your workout clothes the night before, prep your meals ahead of time, or schedule your workout like a doctor's appointment. When everything's ready to go, it's easier to follow through. Number 4, use the 2-minute rule. Feeling zero motivation? Commit to starting for just 2 minutes. Tell yourself, I'll put on my sneakers and stretch for 2 minutes. And if I still don't feel like it, I'll stop. 9 times out of 10, you'll keep going. The hardest part is starting. Number 5, be kind but firm with yourself. This one is huge. Discipline isn't about being a drill sergeant. It's about being your own best coach. If you miss a day or slip up, don't spiral into guilt or self-criticism. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and then get back on track. Here's the cool thing about discipline. The more you practice it, the less effort it requires. What starts as a deliberate choice, forcing yourself to show up, eventually becomes a habit. When it becomes a habit, it feels automatic. Think of it like building a muscle. At first, it's hard, it's uncomfortable, and you might feel like giving up, but the more you train it, the stronger it gets. Before you know it, discipline becomes second nature. The best part, discipline doesn't just help you crush your arm goals and fitness goals, it spills over into every area of your life. When you learn to show up for yourself in the gym or in the kitchen, you start showing up for yourself everywhere else. You build confidence. You trust yourself to follow through. You become unstoppable. Yes, motivation will fade. That's inevitable. But discipline, that's the steady drumbeat that keeps you moving forward. Motivation may light the spark, but discipline keeps the fire burning. When you combine the two, motivation to start and discipline to stay the course, that's when the magic happens. That's when goals turn into reality. Let's make a pact. On the days when motivation is nowhere to be found, we lean on discipline. Deal? Ladies, let's also not glamorize the grind. Yes, growth happens outside your comfort zone, but that doesn't mean the journey has to be miserable. Ask yourself, how can you make your toned arm journey feel good even when you're working on it? Versus that old way of thinking, oh, I'll reward myself and I'll feel good once I'm at my goal. To be and stay motivated, you can't be forcing yourself to do something painful or really unpleasant the whole way there. Yes, when you're doing something new, there's going to be discomfort. That's why they call reaching for goals moving out of your comfort zone. But it can't feel awful and painful the whole way through. Ask yourself, how can you make the process enjoyable? Maybe it's cranking up your favorite playlist while you work those triceps. Maybe it's celebrating small wins, like when you finally move up to heavier weights. Or maybe it's as simple as knowing you're taking time for you. Here's my favorite trick. Treat your goals like a dance, not a death march. Find the rhythm that works for you and enjoy the steps along the way. All right, here comes your homework. I want you to grab a notebook and write down what you want. Be specific, not just toned arms, but I want to feel strong enough to rock sleeveless dresses without a second thought. Number 2, why you want it. Dig deep, find the emotional core of your goal. Number 3, how you'll keep your why front and center. Will it be a vision board like I just did? Will it be a reminder on your mirror? You get to decide. Remember, your why has to light you up. If it doesn't, it's time to revise or replace it. Here's the bottom line. Motivation is your personal fire, and you're the one holding the matches. Keep it lit by revisiting your why, making the journey fun, and refusing to let old habits pull you back. You've got this. Whether it's January 1st or July 23rd, every day is a chance for a fresh start. Let's get out there and own it. Thanks for tuning in to The Arm Coach. If today's episode gave you a boost, share it with a friend or heck, your whole book club. And don't forget to drop me an email with your goals and motivation. I love hearing from you. It's Christine at ChristineRucker.com. Until next time, keep lifting, keep growing, and keep being your fierce, fabulous self.
Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to sculpted arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.